ABC Radio Australia.
The United States Coast Guard has announced plans to boost its activities in the Pacific as a way to improve maritime security in the region. But there are concerns that having more US military presence in the region may undermine attention on other issues like climate change that are more important to Pacific countries and their leaders. Our reporter Priyanka Srinivasan has been following the story. So Priyanka, what exactly has the US Coast Guard announced it will do in the Pacific?
So they've announced plans to deepen their work in the region, saying they will partner with Pacific countries to improve things like maritime security. Now, the U.S. Coast Guard is not just part of the U.S. military, it is, but it's also part of its law enforcement agency. That means it can arrest people, carry out raids, execute warrants, so it has a pretty broad and flexible role. They have always worked with Pacific countries, particularly around U.S. territories like Guam and American Samoa. But what we're seeing now and what is being announced is that the Coast Guard will move further away from the U.S. border and conduct its exercises with countries like Fiji and help patrol waters around many Pacific nations. Here's how Vice Admiral Linda Fagan from the U.S. Coast Guard in the Pacific put it.
We continue to work with partner nations in the Western and Central Pacific to curb illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing. We support this effort through the use of the deployment of cutters that operate under bilateral shipwrighter agreements. We recently hosted the first ever U.S. Pacific Islands Fisheries Law Enforcement Symposium in Honolulu. We support the Pacific Islands Foreign Fisheries Agency, Pacific Island Forum, Western and Central Pacific Fisheries Commission. And all of these programs and all this engagement just really highlight our continued commitment to the region and our belief in the strength and depth of partnerships and engagements for mutual benefit.
So that's Vice Admiral Linda Fagan there. And she just mentioned something called shipwrighter agreements, which is a really important tool for Pacific countries to fight illegal fishing. It basically allows Pacific Island officials to board U.S. Coast Guard vessels, and they from there they can conduct their own patrols around the waters. Now, the U.S. Coast Guard has these agreements with a number of Pacific countries, like Cook Islands, Kiribati, Palau, Tonga, Fiji, but it says it wants to now sign up Papua New Guinea and Solomon Islands, too. So it's considered quite an important tool to fight things like illegal fishing, so we'll see what happens there.
So why is there this renewed interest in the Pacific? We've seen Australia's step up, New Zealand's reset. Is the United States also looking for a new, deeper relationship with the region?
Yes, it is looking to be the case, though perhaps without the catchy name. The Trump administration has called this policy, or its policy aim in the region, for a free and open Indo-Pacific. And this comes just weeks after Trump invited the presidents of Palau, Micronesia, and the Marshall Islands to the White House. And it's also under the backdrop of other really high-profile visits from the United States to the region. So some people have pointed out that this renewed engagement comes as the Trump administration continues its sort of diplomatic tussle with Beijing. So it's believed this attention on the Pacific is, of course, a response to China's own increased engagement with the region. And as with other step-ups in the region, like that from Australia, there's a fear that this focus on military strategy and geopolitics with China might ignore some of the demands more immediate to Pacific Island leaders, like climate change. So I put this to Amy Searwright. She's from the Washington, D.C.'s Center for Strategic and International Studies. Here's what she said about it.
Incredible importance of climate change to the region. It sort of poses an existential threat to this. And the Trump administration has obviously been reticent or even opposed to really engaging on global climate change policy. And that's a real big disconnect there. On the other hand, another priority for Pacific Island nations is protecting the resources within their exclusive economic zones, in particular the fisheries stocks. So the tuna treaty that the United States is a member of, and a lot of the things that the Coast Guard does, do provide real meaningful assistance to these island countries.
Amy Searwright there from Washington's Center for Strategic and International Studies.